Now hit me.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We've been talking a little bit of beer, a little bit of UP. The fall is in the air, and the barbecue smokers are just rolling. And speaking of which, I've got one of my great friends and a local barbecue legend in West Michigan, a guy by the name of Mike Saldino, and he runs a catering operation called Saldino Smoke, but he stepped out of the just the catering business, and it opened a storefront down in Caledonia, Michigan, called Butcher's Block Social. And I've been there. I've ate the food. It's as good or better than it's ever been, but it's a really cool venue. So I decided to call. And so on the live line right now, it's Mike Saldino from Butcher's Block Social. Welcome, Mike.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, man. Barbecue Bob is out today. He's actually doing a catering gig. So I've got Chaz Thompson, the baritone of beer here. You may have met him before, too. But anyway, so tell us the story, Mike, about Butcher Block Social. I think it's the coolest thing in West Michigan right now.
Well, right now, we run our food truck. The township of Caledonia actually approached us in Wildwood Farms, and asked if we would create something here in Caledonia, bring in a little more, I guess, more restaurant venues or places to eat. So ended up getting a Class A liquor license.
And that means you can serve it and sell it out the door, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. We've got over 250 bourbons on the wall and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then we ended up, I've got to buy my ultimate toy, where it's a M&M Barbecue Company MM2000 barbecue pit that does about a ton of meat every time I fire it up.
Yeah, when I came
ton.
Yeah, when I came down and talked to Mike about doing this, he's like, well, Jop, let me show you around. And we went back to that one-ton smoker. Dude, you could sit down six people inside that thing at a table if it was in there. It's that big.
Oh, yeah.
It's big. It's hilarious. I mean, it's got a big rotisserie inside, right?
Correct. Yep. Got 12 racks on it. Yeah, I could do six full 200-pound hogs, no problem.
Wow.
How many briskets?
Yeah.
Right now, it's capable of doing about 72 briskets at a time.
Holy cow.
So we're pumping out weekly, probably in the neighborhood of a little bit over 240 briskets a week, and wow, the same amount of pork butts.
You might have to up that if my brothers and I show up.
Yeah, right, yeah. So Mike, then you're telling me that you're selling a ton of brisket a week. So this thing is taking off, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The response from the community has been very, very well. We've got a phenomenal crew of cooks and chefs and stuff like that we've got to able to train and able to handle what I like to do. So, yeah, they're doing it. It's the community, like I said, we're every weekend full. So, yeah, it's going very well.
Now, this is not just a little small barbecue joint. Describe it to us, please.
No, it's, we ended up buying a old used car lot. So I'm basically sitting on about 10,000 square feet of restaurant. So we incorporated a couple bars in it. We've got outside patio space, and a seats about 280 people.
Right. You got a couple private rooms. So if you want to do a business meeting there, or you want to get together with some buddies, you got a couple private rooms you could set people up in, as well as I saw a little bandstand.
We got a private room that able to handle 45 people.
Yep.
And that can be rented out, or if not available, just come, or if not rented out, come on in, sit down. A little bit quieter back there. So
yeah. So you're doing live music too, right?
On the weekends, correct. Yep. We just had a band last night, and then normally it's Friday and Saturday night, and then during the week we have a couple of piano guys and guitar players.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, we've been holding the best to last. Tell me some of the menu items, because I think you've got a couple things. Well, you got everything nailed, but there's a couple things specifically that that I like. I was there earlier this week, had a brisket sandwich and then a couple sides, and I want you to talk about your street corn. You got that perfected, brother.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, well, after running the food truck, we've been doing that. We're still running the food truck. We've actually kind of perfected all what we like to serve and what I like to eat. So the street corn is basically our take on Mexican street corn. I actually use my Alabama sauce in the recipe, so it's grilled jalapenos as well as corn, and then we add onion and stuff like that in. We mix it in with our Alabama sauce. Then you're able to get it with cochina cheese, cilantro, and then we got some pickled red onions and pickle our own pickles also.
So if you're listening out there, what he just told you, none of that came out of a can, baby. Everything is fresh made, no. Mixed up, and you, it's worth the trip. I mean, I love street corn, but yours is fabulous. I brought two to-goes home, and I'm like, honey, I like Mike, and we try to serve it too when we do barbecues, but mine doesn't taste anything like that. We're just going to go buy it there and serve it because I'll give him all the credit all day long. It's that good.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, it's
thank
that
you,
good.
Thank you.
But brisket, unbelievable, pulled pork. Tell me, so you got some to-go stuff too. You don't have to come in and eat, right?
Oh, no, you can call in. Right now our to-go window is not currently open because it's set up just like old school barbecue, so it's cafeteria style. You come in, order what you want, we go down the line. It's actually kind of a little bit faster. If you just come in, order what you want, if you want to have a cocktail or a beer or something like that, while you wait, but there is no.
Yeah, Mike, I saw you've got like 12 taps and a hell of a wine list as well.
Relatively fast.
Yeah, I think we lost you there for a minute, but go ahead, Chess.
Yeah, I was just looking at your tap list, and you've got pretty impressive stuff and a pretty impressive wine list as well. So you got everything everybody needs.
Well, thank you.
I might warn the vegans to go a different direction.
Well, we did have one individual come in and ask if our brisket was vegan. I said it was before I put it on the smoker.
Yeah. So.
I tell them it's just like cows. They're eating grass and farting.
Right, yeah. So, Mike, tell people where you're at.
We're at 9900 Cherry Valley Avenue, just north of 100th Street on the M37.
Right, so you're on the east side of the road as you're going south out of Caledonia on M37 headed toward Middleville, but you're on the left side of the road or the east side of the road. You can't miss it.
It's between the second and third stoplights.
Right, yeah, right, yeah.
Correct.
There's only three in Caledonia.
Right.
And if you're looking at the golf cart place, you're on the wrong end of town.
Right, yeah.
Well, it's just a little bit farther than the golf cart place.
Yep, south of the golf cart place.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, I bet my buddy Brian Harrison's over there all the time.
Yeah. He comes in a lot. Him and the mayor. Yes.
Yeah. Well, hey, Mike, this is so cool. Our listeners need to go down there and try this because
I need to go down there.
This is not a shack. This place is dressed to the nines. It's ready to go. The food's affordable. The barbecue is amazing, and you got to go down there. If you like bourbon, you know, we're in the fall of the year that's gonna start coming at you a little bit. And what'd you say you have? How many do you have on the wall?
Roughly around 250.
Yeah, right. I have one in particular I like. We were down the Bourbon Trail over St. Patty's Day this year, and I found this one called Blade and Bow. I've never been in a restaurant that had it before until yours.
And well, thank you.
Yeah, so I was looking around. You know, I'm a kid in a candy store in a bourbon bar. And I'm looking around, I'm like, no way, he's got it. So I might have had to crack that bottle for you and take a little pull off it. But it was a welcome addition, man. You got it going, Mike. You got it going, man. I'm proud of you and good for you.
Well, if you're not packed tonight, I think the radio must be broken.
Yeah, it's good stuff. It's good stuff. All right, Mike. Well, thanks for making time. I know you're busy. The smoker's full.
Yeah, you betcha. Thank you, guys.
All right, take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Mike Saldino, Saldino Smoke, and the Butcher Block Social, and right on M37 in Caledonia, man.
Yeah, you can't miss it.
You got to go. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about maybe some venison. Stick with us. We'll be back.